Well, we've made it to Friday, Good Friday, here during Holy Week in the Nishna Valley, and we want to talk a little bit about as we get ready to get to Easter Sunday here this week and finish off the Lenten season. We are talking this morning with Father Trevor Shequin, the pastor at Saints Peter and Paul in Atlantic and St. Mary's in Oneida. Talk a little bit about how we should prepare. How are you this morning?
Good Friday to you and everybody. It's a beautiful day. It's a somber day for us, you know. For us as Christians, it's the day that Jesus died, the day that our Lord gave everything for us. So I'm trying to be a little, and my friends will laugh at this, quieter than usual today, trying to find some space to, you know, be with the Lord, if you will, on the cross. I imagine, you know, the 3 hours he hung there, other than we know he said a couple things, but it was probably mostly silent. And so trying to find some space in my busy modern life just to be silent with the Lord on this Good Friday.
Yeah, there's a different feel during the Holy season to begin with, during the Lenten season, but especially as we get down toward Holy Week with Holy Thursday and Good Friday services at so many places, Easter Vigil services, and of course Easter Sunday services as well at so many churches, Christian churches here around the area. And everyone, I guess, looks at it a little bit differently depending upon where they are in their journey, but where should we be? As we get here, it's a Good Friday now, and look ahead toward Easter Sunday, where should we be?
That's a great question. You know, I think that the first thing to say is there's no wrong place to be. But to start with, you know, on this day, thanking the Lord for what he did and recognizing what he did. The Lord Jesus died for our sins in our place, and in doing so paid a price for a debt we couldn't. And each one of us has some sort of thing in our life that probably didn't go quite as it should, and in a nutshell, we call that sin. And to recognize that the Lord has taken the guilt away from us is a beautiful thing. So, yeah, today, I think, you know, should be a day of recollection in one way or another. Jim, you and I are Catholics, so we're fasting today. You know, we're not having meat, we're having a little less to eat. There are many things, I think, on Good Friday folk can do to put themselves in a reflective space, whether that's some extra time in silence, making some time for prayer, you know, even choosing what we listen to, what we read on this day. I'm trying to keep the news off and keep my mind a little more focused on things of heaven and less on the things of earth this day. And in a sense, all this is to prepare us for what we're going to do on Sunday, right? We're going to celebrate the Lord's resurrection, his triumph over death, the great news that we will never die forever because with him we will rise again. So the reflection of today leads into the joy that is Sunday, preparing to, you know, give thanks for life, give thanks for faith. You know, perhaps these days are a good chance to take stock of our faith life. Where am I in my walk with the Lord Jesus? Is he a regular part of my life? Is my faith community, you know, whatever that might be, we've got some great options in town. Is this a regular part of who I am on a week-to-week basis? Where am I at in my walk with the Lord? Is this, you know, something that's important to me, or is it something that kind of has slid by the by? And now here with Good Friday, with, you know, Easter Sunday dawning, we've got a real great chance to pick this up and run with it anew. We're never too late to this ball game. We just got to start playing.
How much should we consider outside forces when we consider where we are, and not just in that faith journey, mm-hmm. but also in our life's journey as well? You know, we can simply, you mentioned the news, you can simply look at the news and realize that we don't have to see too far away that folks are fighting and dying in Ukraine and other places. And there's all kinds of strife in different ways around the world. And, you know, we sit here in our fairly protected bubble.
Mm-hmm.
How do we gauge our journey when we compare it to those who are truly struggling somewhere else?
Yeah, you know, a couple things come to mind. I think first, you know, it's a good time to remind ourselves that we are all one, you know, human family. So what goes on in Europe and Ukraine affects us. I mean, it's not just the gas pump, right? But there is unrest in the world. There is the suffering of innocence. I mean, in a sense, that's a lot of what today is about, is what it means to be innocent and to suffer. And we see that even in our own community. I mean, how many folk get sick? I've been to see 3 or 4 people this week who are sick and dying. They didn't do anything to deserve cancer, heart failure, whatever it is, right? Innocent people suffer. And instead of having a God who just stands by and watches us suffer and does nothing, we've got a God who stepped in and suffered as one of us. You know, so I think whatever the current events are, be them national or local, I think they remind us that life and death are real. Life is very precious, and it's probably more fragile than we think. Death is a real thing. It can be pretty nasty. And it's amazing how evil, which is real, can seep into our world. And the Lord reminds us that death and evil do not win because he has triumphed on the cross. So even when we see these horrid images, you know, coming out of places in Ukraine, that's not the end for these folks.
You know, in this selfish, narcissistic, social media-driven world that we tend to live in nowadays, you mentioned life. Mm-hmm. It is finite. We don't. Nobody gets out of here alive.
Nope.
It's not going to happen. Even the Lord didn't get out of here alive. So here's the situation. You know, we've got this limited amount of time on the planet. Do we sometimes, in that world that we live in, where we're taught that it's all about me and what I can accomplish and what have you done and that type of thing, that we spend too much time focusing on the time we have here and not enough time focused on what's going to happen afterward and how are we going to be a part of that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I think part of what Good Friday and Easter teach us is that we can't do it ourselves. You know, the great American philosophy is probably pragmatism, that is, let me do things that accomplish something, or individualism. I am me and get out of my way. Good Friday shows us that we cannot get out of this life alive on our own. We need the Lord. He had to do it for us. He died, then he rose, and it's because he died and he rose that we look forward to our resurrection after our death. We can't do that ourselves. You and I can't save ourselves. But we need other people. We need, first and foremost, the Lord Jesus, but also we need those folks who he's put in our lives that we're walking with in the here and now. And that's why faith and community are so darn important, because other people shape us, and other people make us better, and other people call us onward. And so I think one of the messages of this whole time of year is that community, particularly faith community, is really important. You know, Christianity has never been an individual religion. It's not something I do on my own in the private of my own house. In fact, one of the more twisted messages of society is that faith should be something, you know, these days, done in the privacy of one's own home by oneself. And that's completely opposite to the Christian way of looking at things. Faith is meant to be shared with others because others help me grow. Others keep me moving. So I think part of the message is, we can't do it. We need other people, starting with the Lord Jesus, or we ain't going to make it out of this alive.
Yeah, isn't our faith journey and church in general, isn't that just kind of the whole thing about the buddy system? I mean, we lean on each other. We're a community.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and without that community, you know, boy, one could look at the news, one could look at all that's going on in life and really get quite depressed. And really kind of wonder where goodness is. But then, you know, you enter into community and you see, even, you know, we had storms this week, and I was talking to a couple of people after morning mass at the parish on Wednesday, and there had been some damage on a farm, and the outreach, almost immediate, of neighbors and of friends when a barn door was kind of blown in on itself. You know, here was community ready to support. It's a real beautiful thing. And without other folk, particularly in the faith life, we're not going to really get where we want to go.
Now, we may argue about politics and argue about money and argue about some of the other things that come up in our lives, but once we walk through the doors on Sunday, a lot of people put all that aside, and you know, we just look to other people to help guide where we want to be.
Yeah, I think the strength of a lot of our churches here locally is we have a bit of everybody. You know, if you were to survey our congregation at St. Peter and Paul on Sunday, you'd find folks across all sorts of spectrums with all sorts of ideas, and yet we're there with the same faith, professing the same Lord, in communion with each other. And there's something not only beautiful about that, there's something I think that frankly makes us stronger because of that, but I think there's something that challenges each and every one of us to realize this project of life is bigger than me and heaven forbid my own opinions about things.
Well, and we all see that this time of the year too. Sometimes church attendance in all denominations picks up a little bit around the Easter season. And, you know, wouldn't it be nice if we could keep those folks coming over and over again so they could truly see what the benefits are?
Yeah. Exactly, you know, and we do look forward, and hopefully all the churches in town will have many guests this weekend. And, you know, folk are welcome. We are happy, thrilled, honored to have whoever steps in the door on any Sunday, but especially on Easter Sunday to celebrate the Lord's resurrection. So I hope if folk are thinking about, you know, perhaps they haven't been back to church, you know, with all the crazy that's gone on the last 2 years. If this is the Sunday, welcome home. Welcome back, and know that when you step in those doors, you'll receive words of welcome and encouragement. It is, you know, we need each other, and we need everybody, and when one part of the body is absent, the whole body suffers.
Absolutely. Well, we hope you've had a good and solid and purposeful Holy season here, Lenten season, as we finish off Holy Week, and we hope you get a chance to reflect and remember exactly why we do celebrate this time, and it is a celebration. Father, thanks for coming in. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.